Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Nadav Tamir, he's the senior advisor for governmental and international affairs at the Peres Center for Peace and Innovation. We're going to be chatting about all things Entebbe. Nadav, shalom lecha. What a pleasure it is to have you with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Shalom. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me in your show.
Nadav, 45 years. That was the anniversary, I think, on the 3rd of July. Hard to believe this happened in 1976. I think it's many of us remember it as and when it happened. Why, in your opinion, is this something important to remember?
Well, this was a really amazing operation that was based on imaginative and creative operational capabilities and a commitment to save people's life and to bring them back home.
One very important and interesting commentary that I read, and I'm very interested in your take on it, was that Israel, after the 1973 Yom Kippur War, went through pretty much an existential crisis. Up until that point, they thought after 1967 they were untouchable and, yeah, they could do no wrong. 1973 brought them to an existential crisis. It was a very serious war that led to much disruption within Israeli society. The commentary that I read was saying it took the Entebbe raid or Operation Yonatan for Israelis to feel a sense of confidence in themselves again. What would be your comment on a statement like that?
Yeah, I think this statement is true, even though this operation would have happened if they, Rabin and Peres, didn't think that it is possible operationally, and the risk is, you know, worth it. So it was, of course, an important boost to the Israeli morale after the 73 war. But the reason to do the operation was more tactical. And President Peres, really, who was defense minister at the time, really believed that we cannot give up to the terrorists, and we have to do whatever we can to bring back home the hijacked Jews that were on the plane. And at first, it seems against all odds, and nobody believed it could happen. But eventually, he was able to convince Rabin, after collecting a group of very innovative military people who called them the Fantasy Group, and who came with this really imaginative idea of how to do the operation.
Those two gentlemen didn't exactly have too much time for each other, did they? I'm talking about Rabin and Peres. They had major rivalries between each other, and yet they succeeded in working together on very significant and serious issues such as this. Can you address the issue of the two men and their differences and how they worked together?
Well, they were political rivals within Labour. Both of them wanted to be the leaders. And as always, in this kind of situations, there is some animosity during the years. And they were also very different kind of leaders. Rabin was always more kind of pessimistic, analytical, security first. And Peres was, you know, the dreamer who with the big ideas. Rabin was also a Sabra who was born in Israel. Peres born in Poland and had an accent. So they were kind of very different, but the amazing thing that happened in Entebbe, and in many ways also, is that the synergy between the two personalities actually led to an amazing breakthrough, both in terms of the Entebbe operation and the Oslo Accords, which unfortunately did not continue because of change of leadership in Israel. But it was, both of them was very, very, were very, very courageous and innovative.
That was Nadav Tamir, senior advisor for government and international affairs at the Peres Center for Peace and Innovation.